So let's review. Zakta Mishnah, Dinim Amanis Bishleisha, a monetary case requires a bezin of three judges. Gzelis Vachavalis Bishleisha, a case of theft or injury also requires three judges. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in the subsequent dafim. The Gemara begins and asks, Atur Gzelis Vachavalis Lab Dinim Amanis Ninu? Why does the Mishnah mention Dinim Amanis and Gzelis Vachavalis separately? Gzelis Vachavalis are also considered Dinim Amanis as the victim seeks monetary compensation from the perpetrator. Rebbevo explains, Ma Hein Ketani. The Mishnah indeed refers to one category and is written in a way of explanation as follows. The halacha of dinim amanis b'shleisha applies only to gezeilis v'chavalis. But does not apply to a general monetary issue such as the testimony of the borrower's admission to a loan or of the actual loan. And the Gemara continues to explain. The Mishnah needed to mention both terms dinim amanis and gezeilis v'chavalis. Because itana dinim amanis habimina dafil haidois v'alvois. Had the Mishnah only mentioned the general term dinim amanis, we would have assumed that haidois v'alvois are also included. Therefore, tana gezeilis v'chavalis. V'itana gezeilis v'chavalis habimina huadin dafil haidois v'alvois. Had the Mishnah only mentioned even the more specific term gezeilis v'chavalis, we still would have assumed that haidois v'alvois are also included. But the Mishnah mentioned only gezeilis v'chavalis merely because they are the source for shleisha, the requirement of a bezin of three judges. Therefore, the Mishnah needed to mention both dinim amanis and gezeilis v'chavalis to teach that the Mishnah's halacha does not apply to haidois v'alvois. And the Gemara proceeds with two explanations of how haidois v'alvois are different than gezeilis v'chavalis. Bavo holds that both haidois v'alvois and gezeilis v'chavalis require shleisha, a bezin of three judges. As he says elsewhere, shnaim shadanu dinim amanis, ledivri hakol in dinim din. All agree that if only two judges decide a monetary issue, the decision is void. However, there is a difference as follows. Gezeilis v'chavalis boi mumchen, haidois v'alvois loi boi mumchen. A case of theft or injury requires three expert judges and cannot be decided by amateur judges. However, a case of a general loan does not require expert judges and can be decided even by three amateur judges. As the Gemara explains, the pasuk from which both shleisha and mumchen are derived refers to a shemir chinam, a voluntary guardian. And the pasuk there first states, v'nikrav balabais elu alikim, emloi sholach yodi b'melechas re'eyu, which is a claim of gezeila. And the pasuk then states, akol dvar pesha, asher yomiki huzeh, yisham shnaim l'riyeyu. And although the parasha there discusses a shamer, the words ki huzeh refer to halva, to one who is a moide b'miktzis, one who admits to part of a loan. And Rebbevo holds, ir parashias kasav kan. Two topics were combined here. Therefore, all the halachas of shamer also apply to haidois v'alvois. And midai reis haidois v'alvois boi shleisha mumchen. Even a loan requires three expert judges. However, the Chacham initiated that haidois v'alvois loy boy mumchen v'afil b'shleisha yaitis. A loan does not require expert judges, and even three amateur judges are sufficient because, as Reb Chanina says elsewhere, kadesh le'tinol delas b'fnei lavin. The Chacham were lenient so that people would not refrain from lending money to those in need out of concern that if he has difficulty collecting later on, he may not find mumchen to take on this case and will lose his money. The Gemara explains, however, that a bezin of shleisha yaitis does not have the full status of mumchen, and that mumchen imto lo yashlimu. However, hadyaitis imto yashlimu. If hadyaitis issued an erroneous decision, they are obligated to reimburse the innocent party, even though mumchen are exempt, because if we were to say hadyaitis imto lo yashlimu, kolshkenat anoil delz bafnei lavin. This would surely cause people to refrain from lending money out of concern that if the hadyaitis will issue an erroneous decision against the malva, they will not be obligated to reimburse him and he will lose his money. Rava says that accordingly we can even say tarti katani. The Mishnah does refer to two categories, and dinim amanis dahainu haidois v'alvois b'shleisha hadyaitis. However, gezeilis v'chavalis b'shleisha mumchen. The Gemara in the next daf offers another explanation of the Mishnah based on a second opinion regarding haidois v'alvois b'shleisha. Vacha Brid of Ikka says, haidois v'alvois midai reis tachad nami kasher. For a general monetary issue, such as a loan, even one judge is sufficient, because the pasuk states, b'tzedek tishpet amasecha. The word tishpet is singular and implies even one judge. And as Rashi explains, regarding the pasuk ki huzeh, he holds ein ear of parashis kasav kan. The pasuk refers to a shemer, but not to a halva. However, the Chacham initiated that haidois v'alvois b'shleisha, three judges are required, mishum yeshvi kronist, because of a concern that they will choose one judge who is not knowledgeable in monetary laws and he will decide erroneously. Therefore, the Chacham initiated shleisha because eif shedeles b'huchad degamer. Among three people, there will certainly be one person who studied dinim amanis. However, according to Rav Acha Berid of Ikka as well, shleisha yaitis do not have the full status of mumchen, and therefore im to yashlimu, because if we were to say to lo yashlimu, kol shkin de nefisha yeshvi kronis, This would cause people not to study dinim mamonis, as they won't be held accountable for an erroneous decision. And accordingly, the Mishnah is understood as follows. Dinim mamonis, dehainu hedos valvois, midrabbanan b'shleisha. However, gzeilus v'chavolis, midaraisa b'shleisha. The Gemara explains that the practical difference between Rava and Rava Bereda of Ikka lies in Shmuel's halacha of Shnaim Shadanu dinim din, el shenikru bez nechatzis. If only two judges decide a monetary issue, their decision is valid, but they are called an impudent bezdin. According to Rava, who holds midiraisa hadis valvois b'yishleisha, less like the Shmuel, he disagrees with Shmuel and holds that even b'diyevid the decision of Shnaim is void. However, according to Rava Bereda of Ikka, who holds midrabbanan hadis valvois b'yishleisha, is like the Shmuel. He agrees with Shmuel that b'diyevid the decision of Shnaim is valid because midiraisa even one judge is enough. And the machlekes is as follows. According to Rava v'Rabavo, midiraisa we need shleisha mumchen. And the Chum were makel, they were lenient and removed the requirement of mumchen, but left the requirement of shleisha midiraisa. According to Rav Acha, b'reidu Rav Ikka, midiraisa chad namikasher. And the Chacham were machmer, they were stringent and required shleisha midrabbanan.